弟兄姐妹晚上平安。
Peace be with brothers and sisters.
再次说春节快乐。
And I'd like to say once more, Happy New Year.
是我们团圆的日子。
And this is the night that we gather together as a family.
所以愿借这个时间把一切的荣耀归给我们的主。
So I would like to take advantage of this moment to return glory to our God.
我们在上班的人很多时候碰到我们同事。
So for those who work for a company and many times we met our colleague.
我们常常会用一个问候语。
So and then we say to each other some kind of greetings.
说你最近的工作怎么样呢?
How's your work recently?
忙不忙啊?
And are you busy?
对方可能会讲了一句回答的话。
So the way they reply maybe goes something like this.
当然很忙啊。
Of course, I'm very busy.
不忙就糟糕了。
So if I'm not busy, that would be bad news. I may lose my job.
不忙就表示我们快要没有工作了哈。
So busy sometimes is a good thing.
所以生活的忙碌有时候会让我们常常感到生活好像是在打仗一样。
So the busyness of our life sometimes lead us to think that we are really fighting, a struggling, a war.
每一个场合好像是挣扎,
好像是打仗。 So in every occasion, it seems like a warfare.
假如你问一问家中有小小孩的或者是你曾经带过小小孩的妈妈。
So for those family, they have little children or you have taken care of little children.
问问他呢，他们的生活怎么样子
？So you ask about these parents or mothers, and what about your life?
他们可能会告诉你，他们每天忙进忙出，好像在打仗一样。
And they will say, "I'm busy in, busy out, and I'm just like fighting a war."
照顾小孩真的是不简单。
So taking care of children is not an easy task.
那么我们上班的人呢
？So what about those who work for a company?
我们生活有没有像打仗一样呢
？So our life just like fighting a war.
当然，我们上班的人也是像打仗一样。
And I think so, just like the busy mother.
因为我们上班的人有很多那个不太可能可以达到的那个目标或者是时间表。
Because there are many goals which are unattainable, and sometimes the schedule would not be met.
为了要达成这些目标或者是时间表，我们需要常常的加班。
So in order to meet the schedule or meet the requirement of our job, then we have to work overtime, oftentimes.
有时候这个工作像消防队在灭火一样。
And I can working at a company just like a firefighter.
所以是相当的忙。
So we are busy.
偶尔有时候我也会听到同事这样子讲。
So sometimes I heard my friend at work say something like this.
我不想花时间去打那个不会赢的仗。
So I do not want to fight a war which cannot be won.
由此可见有一些仗是值得去打，有一些仗是不值得去打。
So it indicates that some kind of fight are worthy to fight and some are not.
既然人的生活像是打仗一样
So since our life just like fighting a war
我们也不可能我说不打
But we are not cannot immune from fighting this war
那么它对我们每个人的家庭一定会产生一些不可忽视的影响
So in this situation we are facing a very terrible situation
最近我读到一则小故事我想跟大家分享一下
And recently I read of a story
一个生前穷困潦倒没有让他的家庭过得很好的人过世了
And they're talking about a man who was very poor and eventually he died
在葬礼的时候那个主持追思礼拜的人替这位死者说了一些很动听的好话
And during the memorial service and one who preside over the ceremony and say a goodEulogy for him.
他告诉大家说，这位死者生前是多么好的一位父亲，还有是多么好的一位丈夫。
And then the presider continued to say, "This man lying down here was a good father and good husband."
终于这位死者的妻子忍不住了。
And then the surviving wife was not able to stand it anymore.
她弯过腰来跟那个旁边的小儿子讲了一句话。
And then she bent over and talked to her son.
她说你去上去看看躺在那边的是不是你的父亲。
Can you go up there and see that man lying there is really your father?
所以弟兄姐妹们，我不知道你的生活到底是在打什么样的仗。
So brothers and sisters, I do not know what kind of battle you are engaging in your life.
因为去年12月我跟大家分享了这个保罗写给提摩太的最后一封书信。
And I remember last December in my last sermon, I talked about Paul had wrote a letter to Timothy.
其中保罗很自信地讲了一句话。
And then Paul confidently said,
他说那美好的仗我已经打过了。
I have fought a good fight.
当跑的路我已经跑尽。
And I finished the race.
所信的道我已经
守住了。And I have kept the faith.
从此有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness.
我不知道你有没有疑问说这个保罗所讲这个美好的仗是什么。
And I'm not sure whether you question what Paul meant by the good fight.
保罗是不是打了胜仗，立了很多功劳，也带了很多勋章？
And does it mean that Paul really engaged in the battle and won the battle and wear a lot of a medal of honor?
根据我个人的了解，一点都不是。
So according to my interpretation, and that was not so.
所谓美好的仗，并不一定是就打了胜仗，带了很多的勋章。
So, a good fight does not mean you really win the war and also wear a lot of a medal of honor.
其实胜败并不是一点关系都没有。
Actually, in God's sight, whether you win the war or you lose the war is really not the point.
重点是你是为谁而打仗。
The point is for whom you engage this fight.
所以保罗所讲的美好的仗就是一个属灵的征战。
So when Paul said there's a good fight, it referred to a spiritual warfare.
也是一个完全为神的名而战的仗。
And it's a warfare really for the sake of the name and glory of God.
这个仗必须要跟神的旨意连在一起。
So in fighting this war, you have to in line with the will of God.
好，我们的责任就是我们愿意与神同工。
So our responsibility is our willingness to work alongside with God.
主耶稣在马太福音登山宝训的时候讲了一句话。
So Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount said this.
他说为义受逼迫的人有福了。
And blessed are those who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness.
因为天国是他们的。
Because to these people, the heaven is theirs.
所以可见为义受逼迫的人也是为神打美好仗。
So now we understand for those who persecute for the sake of the righteousness of God is the fighter for the spiritual warfare.
也是主所祝福的人。
And it's a kind of person that Jesus blessed.
所以今天晚上我想跟大家分享的题目就是那美好的仗。
So this evening I would like to share with you a theme that is to fight a good fight.
经文是在列王记上的18章1到16节。
So our theme passage is recorded in the First Kings chapter 18.
如果您有那个节目单，是在节目单的背后。
So if you have the program and the passage have already printed on the back of your bulletin.
我想我们还是把经文念一遍。
So I think although it's a little bit lengthy, but we still want to read it.Passage once.
所以我想就是我们一起来念，念中文的就是念中文，念英文的就念英文。
So you can read in your heart and whatever language you prefer.
好，我们一起来哈。他说，过了许久，到第三年，耶和华的话临到以利亚，说：“你去，使亚哈得见你，我要降雨在地上。”亚哈就去，要使亚哈得见他。那时撒玛利亚有大饥荒。亚哈将他的家宅厄巴底召了来，厄巴底甚是敬畏耶和华。耶洗别杀耶和华众先知的时候，厄巴底将100个先知藏了，每50人 藏在一个洞里，拿饼和水供养他们。亚哈对那厄巴里说，我们走遍这地，到一切水泉旁和一切溪边，或者找着青草，可以救活烈马，免得绝了牲畜。于是两人分地游行，亚哈独走一路，厄巴里独走一路。厄巴里在路上恰与以利亚相遇，厄巴里认出他来，就俯伏在地说，你是我主以利亚不是？腓达说，是，你去告诉你主人说，以利亚在这里。厄巴里说，仆人有什么罪，你竟要将我交在亚哈手里，使他杀我呢？我指着永生耶和华你的神起誓，无论哪一邦哪一国，我主都打发人去找你，若说没有在那里，就必使那邦那国的人起誓说，实在是找不着你。现在你说要去告诉你主人说，以利亚在这里，恐怕我一离开你，耶和华的灵就提你到我所不知道的地方去，这样我去告诉亚哈，他若找不着你，就必杀我。仆人却是自幼敬畏耶和华的，耶洗别杀耶和华众先知的时候，我将耶和华的100个先知藏了，每50人藏在一个洞里，拿饼和水供养他们，岂没有人将这事告诉我主吗？现在你说要去告诉你主人说，以利亚在这里，他必杀我。以利亚说，我指着所侍奉永生的万军之耶和华起誓，我今日必使亚哈得见我。于是耶巴厄巴底去迎着亚哈，告诉他，亚哈就去迎着以利亚。
Want me to do read English? No, too long.
Yes. Yeah, you can just read English. Good.
Okay. So I read in English. After a long time, in the third year, the word of the Lord came to Elijah, "Go and present yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain on the land." So Elijah went to present himself to Ahab. Now the famine was severe in Samaria, and Ahab had commanded Obadiah, who was in charge of his palace. Obadiah was a devout believer in the Lord. While Jezebel was killing off the Lord's prophet, Obadiah had taken 100 prophets and hidden them in 2 caves, 50 in each, and had supplied them with food and water. Verse 5. Ahab had said to Obadiah, "Go through the land to all the spring and barley. Maybe we can find some grass and keep the horses and mules alive, so we will not have to kill any of our animals." So they divided the land they were to cover, Ahab going in one direction and Obadiah in another. As Obadiah was walking along, Elijah met him. Obadiah recognized him, bowed down to the ground and said, "Is it really you, my lord Elijah?" "Yes," he replied. "Go tell your master Elijah is here." "What have I done wrong?" asked Obadiah, "that you are handling your servant over the Ahab to be put to death? As sure as the Lord your God lives, there is not a nation or kingdom where my master has not sent anyone to look for you. And whenever a nation or kingdom claim you were not there, he make them swear they could not find you. But now you tell me to go to my master and say, 'Elijah is here.' I don't know where the Spirit of the Lord may carry you when I leave you. If I go and tell Ahab and doesn't find you, he will kill you. Yet I, your servant, have worshipped the Lord since my youth. Haven't you heard, my Lord, what I did while Jezebel was killing the prophet of the Lord? I hid 100 of the Lord's prophet in 2 caves, 50 in each, and supplied them with food and water. And now you tell me to go to my master and say, 'Elijah's here,' he will kill me. Elijah said, "As the Lord Almighty lives, whom I serve, I will surely present myself to Ahab today."
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let us bow as we pray to our Lord.
天父，我们感谢你能够给我们这段时间。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this precious time.
愿你的灵能够亲自来带领。
May the Holy Spirit guide us and lead us.
让我们所讲的、所听的都能够蒙造就。
And may what I come to say will come from you, and let the congregation be edified.
感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名。
And we pray this with a thankful heart in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen. 我们知道打仗不是说打就打。
So we know that we in fighting a war, we just say go, just fight.
因为它本身是一件相当严肃，也是生命攸关的事情。
Because it's a very serious matter and also affecting many, many lives.
所以我们为主打仗也是一样。
So in the same way, when we come to the spiritual warfare with our Lord,
基本上我们有三件事情我们必须先了解。
So basically, when we engage in the spiritual warfare, we have to consider three things.
我们必须先了解什么是我们的任务。
First, we have to recognize our responsibility.
要不然我们就是在打烂仗。
So otherwise, we are really fighting an unplanned, unwise war.
从属灵观点来讲，也就是说我们必须要先了解什么是神的心意。
So from a spiritual point of view, we have to first understand what's the will of our Lord.
然后我们必须要有装备。
Then we have to be equipped properly.
没有装备就去打仗，有点像是肉包子打狗。
So if you don't equip yourself, you just like throwing a bun with a meat inside to the dog.
To the dog, 有去无回。
So when you throw the bun to the dog, they just eat it and without returning.
也就是说，我们必须要先了解神到底赐给我们什么样的装备，我们怎么样去应用。
So we have to understand what kind of equipment.That God has already given to us before we even fighting the war.
以弗所书第六章给我们讲了一段很清楚的神所赐的全副军装。
So in the second chapter of Ephesians, and God has given us clearly what kind of equipment He's going to give it to us in order to fight this war.
第三件事情，最后一件就是我们必须要有充分的训练。
And thirdly, we have to be well-disciplined.
因为中国人有一句话说养兵千日用在一朝。
So because in the Chinese proverb they're saying we have to discipline the army for 1,000 days just for the purpose of one day.
Of 所以有充分的训练是相当的重要。
So discipline in fighting a war is very important.
那充分的训练从我们属灵的观点是什么呢？
So what does it mean by having discipline in our spiritual sense?
就是我们必须要参与服事，要有属灵的操练。
That is, we have to engage in the ministry of the Lord.
一旦我们对这个怎么样打美好仗的三个基本概念有了解以后
，Once we realize we understand these three key elements of fighting a good spiritual war,
我们就可以从以利亚和厄巴底的经历我们来思想。
Then we can learn.From the prophet Isaiah and Obadiah.
我们怎么样在今日这些不幸的环境之下，神到底给我们什么样的美好的仗？
So we have to understand the nature of the warfare that God put us in this unbelieving world.
然后我们怎么样去打那美好的仗？
And then we will consider how to fight the war.
我们在今天所读的经文里面有三位主要的人物。
So the long passage we just read and consists of three characters.
一位是以色列王亚哈。
That is, the first one is the king of the northern kingdom.
一位是以利亚。
Another one is the prophet Elijah.
最后一位是厄巴底。
And then Obadiah.
那么谁是以色列王亚哈呢？
Now the first question is who is Ahab?
以色列王亚哈是暗利的儿子。
So Ahab was the son of Omri.
圣经对他们两位的评语很有意思。
So the Bible has given a very interesting description of this father and son.
如果你有兴趣的话，可以回去列王记上十六章。
So if you're interested, you can go back to the First King, chapter 16.
他们圣经同样讲了一句话。
And then the Bible mentioned a very interesting things to both the father and the son.
他们说他们行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
And they said they have done the things which are evil in the presence of the Lord.
比他以前的列王所做的更甚。
And it's more severe than all the previous kings had done.
在这个例子里面，我们看到这个有其父必有其子作恶的形状。
So, we can know that whatever the son just like his father when it comes to doing evil.
那亚哈王其实还有更糟糕的事情。
Actually, Ahab is even worse than his father Omri,
因为他跟这个朱巴利的女儿。耶洗别结婚。
For one thing, he married the daughter of the king of Sidon, and Ethabel, and her name, the daughter's name is Jezebel.
他们去侍奉敬拜巴利。
And they worship Baal.
所以你可以看得出来，这个时候的以色列国是在一种很恶劣的一种环境里面。
So you can tell.The Northern Kingdom is situated in such a evil and chaotic situation.
他们亵渎神
and they blaspheme against God.
他们敬拜巴利
so they worship Baal, the idol.
所以对属神的子民来讲的时候，这是一个相当不容易的环境。
So it's a very adverse environment to the children of God.
但在这个时候，神安排了以利亚。还为他打这个美好的仗。
God arranged Elijah in their lives, and in order to teach them how to fight a good fight.
以利亚这个名字原来的意思是说，我的神是耶和华。
Then what's the meaning of Elijah? Elijah means my God is Jehovah.
以利亚在以色列的历史当中常与摩西相提并论。
So in the Israelite history, the name Elijah is almost mentioned in the same breath as Moses.
他果敢的精神可以摩西、约书亚还有撒母耳并驾齐驱。
And his courageousness can compare with Joshua, compare with Moses and other military heroes.
他的出没也十分的神秘，他的力量更是超凡。
And then his presence is very mysterious, and it's sort of a character which is very difficult to fully understand him.
他的祷告能力特别很有功效。
And he was known for his mighty prayer.
因着他的祷告，所以这个北国以色列有三年半的时间没有下雨。
So due to his prayer, the northern kingdom had a famine and drought for 3 years.
那在这段经文的开始的时候，以利亚有一个任务。
So at the beginning of this passage, and you just have heard that Elijah have received a responsibility from the Lord.
神命令他去见以色列王亚哈。
And God commanded him to see the northern king, Ahab.
为的是要告诉亚哈王说他要降雨在以色列地。
In order to tell him a good news that the Lord may send rain down the drought land.
以利亚在还没有接受这个命令之前，他花了三年半的时间在两个地方。
So actually, before Elijah received this command, he spent 3 years of his life in a certain places.
如果你对圣经熟的话，你知道他有两个奇迹的事情。
So if you are familiar with the Bible and you know that there's a two and characteristic event happened to Elijah's life.
以利亚被派到约旦河东的基利西旁。
So actually, one time Elijah was sent to a creek by the name of Kerith Ravine.
他靠着乌鸦跟溪水来 供养他。
And then he lived on, the food and the drink, the food, delivered to him by a raven. And then he drank from the brook.
后来他又到一个寡妇的家里面，这个是很有名，大家都知道那寡妇的油的故事。
And then later on, he went to a widow who supplied him with food and drink.
所以从这个以利亚这两个经历，我们可以看到。
So from Elijah's these two and a special experience, we can come to realize.
我们看到神的很奇妙的一种供应。
That the provision of God is very wonderful and beyond our comprehension.
这个也是以利亚所受的训练。
So this is a discipline that God has already prepared Elijah to receive this particular responsibility.
神用这三年的时间来操练以利亚对神的信心与顺从。
So God used these 3 years and these two particular events to teach Elijah to, about obedience.
也操练他的属灵的勇气跟坚韧去面
对困难。And also discipline him to have the spiritual courage.
你们有没有想一想说以利亚在那个溪水的旁边。
So can you imagine Elijah was drinking from the side of the brook?
他每天要等着乌鸦衔一块肉来给他。
And then he did not know where his food come from, but just waiting for the raven to carry a morsel of food to feed him.
如果那乌鸦不来的话他怎么办。
So what happened if the raven doesn't come on that day?
所以我有时候自己心里在想。
So this is the faithful life, and sometimes I think for myself.
我们是真的是需要靠神的信心。
So we really rely on and live on by faith in our God.
那么以利亚受这个操练以后，神自己就成为他的装备，给他很多属灵的恩赐，能够成为他的先知。
So after Elijah received this kind of discipline, that God will equip him to be prepared for this warfare.
那么他去见亚哈的这件事情是不是很简单的事情？
So just imagine the very fact that Elijah went to see the king Ahab, you think is a very simple thing?
当然不是。
And of course not.
因为亚哈认为他是那个闹水荒，就是不下雨的那个人的罪魁祸首。
And because Ahab thought in his mind that Elijah was the chief offender, causing the whole land to suffer with famine and drought.
所以当以利亚要去见亚哈的时候，你想想看，你如果你是在他那种情形的时候，你敢不敢去？
So if you were Elijah, and then you went to see this king, do you have the courage to go?
从经文里面讲了，他说以利亚就去。
And then according to the Bible,Elijah said, yes, I go.
要使亚哈得见他。
So God will prepare Ahab to meet him.
可见他一点都没有犹豫。
So we can tell that he had no hesitation at all.
就像一个经过充分训练的精兵一样，勇往直前。
Just like a well-trained soldier and just go forward and fight.
如果我们纵观以利亚的一生，
So if weSurveil the whole life of Elijah.
以利亚知道神的心意。
Elijah knew the will of God.
也就是要他做一位忠心的先知。
That is, God want him to be a faithful prophet.
做一个敬畏神的仆人。
And to be a faithful, God-fearing servant.
致力于反对这个巴利的宗教。
以利亚反对这个巴利宗教。
Elijah,
of course, will go against the idolatry of worshipping Baal.
为的是要建立以色列民对神的信心。
In order to prepare the hearts of the children of God to fear God.
即使他会遭遇生命的危险。
So, the very fact that he is going to see the king and he will risk his life.
以利亚仍然前往。
But Elijah just went there.
我们如果继续往经文里面看的时候，你会看到这个大有信心的以利亚。
So if we continue to read the story on, and we find out Elijah was really, have a strong faith.
他遇见了厄巴底。
And he met Obadiah.
这是一幅很有趣的一种图面。
So you can imagine this is a very, interesting picture.
那使我想到就像好像一位显赫的人物突然到一个市井小民的家里去拜访。
And just like a very famous, celebrity went to an ordinary, people's home.
这位市井小民很高兴，但是又很紧张的，有点无所适从。
So of course this ordinary person was very excited on one hand, but also, very troubled on the other.
这是神刻意的安排。
And this is God's design.
也是神安排他的儿女怎么样为他来做。
And God is going to arrange, the environment so that his children can have the opportunity to serve him.
他安排这个以利亚在那个很明显的地方来面对亚哈，来反对这个巴利的宗教。
So the Lord put Elijah in a very visible position to go against Ahab to tell them that it's wrong to worship idol.
他也安排这个厄巴底在暗地里面帮他藏了100个先知。
But he also arranged Obadiah and secretly hid 100 prophets for the sake of the Lord.
所以从这里我们可以看到一个属灵的原则。
So now we can see a spiritual principle in these two cases.
就是为神做事或是打美好的仗并不一定要在每个人都看得到的地方。
So for one thing we learn,that in order to fight a good fight, we need not be very visible.
你有可能是在很明显的地方，也有可能在不明显的地方。
Now maybe God put you in a very visible situation, or maybe put you in a less visible situation.
这个也是我们教会服事的一个原则。
And this is a very principle for us in this church to serve our Lord.
我们为神做事应该是不分岗位，要甘心乐意的服
侍。 So when it comes to serving our Lord, there's no such thing as positions and visibility.
而且神透过这个厄巴底来协助以利亚去见亚哈。
Actually, God, helped Elijah through Obadiah to meet up with the king Ahab.
这个也是一个同当兵的一个实际操练。
So this is an actual discipline as a soldier.
因为一个鼎鼎有名的先知跟一个默默无闻的信徒一起同工，是不是很美？
So a very famous prophet, and actually he willing to work alongside with an ordinary believer. Do you think this is a good picture?
这个厄巴底到底是谁呢？
Now the question is, who is this Obadiah?
他并不是大家所熟悉的这个小先知厄巴底亚。
Now let's first,
虽然名字完全一样
not to be confused with the minor prophet Obadiah, even though the name are same.
根据经文，他是亚哈的一个家宰。
Actually, according to the scripture, he's the chamberlain of the king Ahab.
有点像我们中国讲的这个大内总管一样。
And just like, take care of the household and the palace.Of Ahab's kingdom.
应该是很有权力的一个职位。
So you can imagine he is a very powerful man.
他掌管宫内所有的内务还有这个财务。
And so he take care everything in the palace and even the finance.
当然这个也是一个压力相当大的职位。
So you can tell that this is a very high pressure job.
因为他是在这个邪恶的亚哈王还有皇后耶洗别的手下在工作。
Because his boss was the evil king Ahab and the evil queen Jezebel.
厄巴底应该是服侍这个亚哈有许多的年。
So I can tell that Obadiah had served the king for many years.
而且是深得这个亚哈的信任。
And then he already and gain the trust from the king.
所以亚哈给他一个很高的职位。
So therefore Ahab and gave him a very high position.
而且亚哈也要让他一起去找那个水。
So the interesting thing is that Ahab himself and asked Obadiah to co-work together to look for water and grasses.
他们又找了一大队军队去找。
So he also sent many troops to go alongside with them.
所以从另一方面来讲的话，整个以色列国是在这个巴利宗教的影响之下。
So, by and large, the whole northern kingdom of Israel is infiltrated, is influenced by the Baal worshipping.
所以厄巴里要保持他的信仰的纯正，必须要非常的小心。
So, Obadiah, in order to keep his faith in God, is very difficult in such an environment.
所以他的一切举动，在这个亚哈跟也许别的眼睛看起来一定是相当的奇怪。
So in such a situation and in the presence of the king and the queen, and he seemed to be in a very awkward situation.
所以我们推测，其实经过多年以后，亚哈跟也许别应该知道这个厄巴底是一个敬畏神的人。
So we can tell that after so many years, the king and the queen must have known that Obadiah is a devoted person.
而且也许别一定想尽办法的要想把他杀掉。
And also, they may try their best to murder him.
在这种环境之下，厄巴底就被训练出一个非常小心谨慎做事的人。
But under these unfavorable circumstances, Obadiah was raised in a way that he became a very careful and a person.
那我们想一下。
And let us use our imagination.
厄巴底是不是也是很怕会丧失生命？
Do you know Obadiah also afraid of his own life?
当然，你就看经文的话。
And then from the scripture, I think, yes.
因为他遇见以利亚。
Because as he scout the land and look for water and grass, and all of a sudden he met Elijah.
以利亚吩咐他，叫他帮他去找亚哈。
And Elijah said, please help me because I want to see your king.
那他知道说他以利亚如果突然之间不见的话，他的头就不在了。
So he knew that if he could not find Elijah, and then his life will be in great danger.
所以他是有一种那种不敢不听命，然后又怕丧命的那种心情。
So he was in a situation that on one hand he wanted to obey the king's command, but on the other hand he is really run from his life.
所以厄巴底其实是一种性情中人，跟我们差不多一样的。
So Obadiah is no big difference among us.
然后厄巴底这种小心谨慎的做事情，他是为了防止被耶洗别抓住把柄。
So his carefulness and cautiousness and the trend in this environment because he was afraid that the king and queen may find fault at him.
他是不是就是因为这样子，所以处处的迁就亚哈，然后妥协了他自己的信仰。
So is under this situation, does it mean that he has to compromise his faith? And also just play safe all the way long?
经文里面告诉我们说没有。
And the Bible tells us that this is not the case.
然后他为什么敢私自的藏这个一百个先知呢？
Now what kind of courage he had to hit 100 prophets in the caves?
经文讲了两次的同样的话。
The Bible gave us a hint twice.
他是一个敬畏耶和华的人。
He is a man who fear the Lord.
然后当厄巴里自己讲的时候，他说仆人自幼敬畏耶和华。
And then Obadiah said, to Elijah said, from my youth I fear the Lord.
可见敬畏耶和华是他力量的来源。
So we can tell that to fear the Lord become the source of his energy and his strength.
芝加哥的论坛报的专栏作家 Bob Green.
So there's a Chicago Tribute and an editor by the name of Bob Green.
他有一个世界为什么会有问题的这个理论。
And then he comment about why this world is so bad.
他认为这个都是因为有一个所谓的永久的档案已经不再存在了。
Because he said there may be a permanent record and no longer exists.
他回想以前当小学生的时候
When this editor thought when he was an elementary school student,
他们生活在害怕自己的坏行为会被记载在这个永久的档案里面。
And they live under the fear that his bad behavior will be stored in the permanent record.
因此他们从年轻的时候就学习不敢欺骗，也不敢做这些不道德的行为。
So therefore, from his youth, he learned how not to cheat and not how to take advantage of others.
他们不做这些事并不是因为自己的行为有多么好，乃是怕自己的行为被记在那个档案里面。
So he did not do those bad things, not because he wanted to look good, but he doesn't want his bad record to be preserved permanently.
今天根据 Bob Greene 的讲法
But according to Bob Greene's opinion,
人们已经下了一个结论，就是说根本就没有所谓的永久档案这种事情。
And then people already concluded that there's no such thing as permanent record.
他们相信其实人没有任何的权利可以继续的记录这些事。
So we said that humankind do not have the authority, the privilege to continuously record other people's behavior.
我们今天所强调的就是个人的隐私权。
So today we emphasize on the privacy.
假如有一个学生被威胁说要他把他行为记录在这个永久档案里面。
So if a student was threatened by the teacher that what he is doing will be recorded in the permanent record,
他可以用那个联邦法叫做信息法自由的条例来提出告诉。
So we can use the Information Protection Act to against the teacher was about to do.
圣经彼得前书告诉我们一句话。
In the first Peter, say it to us.
他说每个人都需要在审判活人死人的主面前交账。
So we have to, every one of us will render our account and before the dead and the living in the presence of the Lord.
可见在神的那边确实有一本永久的档案在记载每个人一生的所作所为。
So it indicates that God has a permanent record recording every little act that you have done in your lifetime.
而且希伯来书四章十三节告诉我们每个人在神的面前都是赤露敞开的。
So in the book of Hebrew, the Bible says that every one of us in the presence of the Lord,open in his sight.
没有一点的隐私的。
And there will be no hidden secret in the sight of the Lord.
所以从小就学习畏惧做恶事情，也就可以学习怎么样来敬畏神。
So if you learn from our youngest age to afraid that what you do will be recorded, then this kind of attitude will lead you to be very cautious.
厄巴里因为从小就被教导要敬畏神。
So Obadiah was one example. When he was very young, he was taught to obey God.
所以他在长大的时候能够成为神所重用的一个仆人。
So as he grew up, and God mightily used him as his servant.
可见他的父母给他取名厄巴里是有原因的。
So that now we know that his parent named him Obadiah was not without reason.
因为厄巴底这个名字的意义是说 耶和华的仆人。
And the meaning of Obadiah means Jehovah's character.
耶和华的仆人 servant of
God. Or the servant of God.
Okay. 所以弟兄姐妹们，我们有很多的父母都为我们自己的小孩取得很有意义的名字。
So as parents, we always give good names to our children.
我们希不希望我们自己的小孩能够名副其实？
So the question is, do you want your children to live up to his name?
我相信答案应该是肯定的。
So I know the answer is affirmative.
所以我们做父母的责任就是从小要好好的教导。
So as a parent, our responsibility is to train up our children and to walk in the way of the Lord.
有一句圣经章节大家都很熟悉。
And there's a Bible verse which may be familiar with most of you.
大家都知道箴言22章第六节。
That is the Proverb, chapter 22, verse 6.
他说教养孩童使他当走的道。
Train up your children to walk in the way he ought to walk.
就是到老他也不偏离。
So when he getting old, he will not depart from it.
由此可见要教导我们的小孩能够敬畏神，是我们做父母的，做主日学的老师，做教会的领袖和牧者，都必须要打了一个美好的仗。
So, in order to train up our children as a parent, as a Sunday school teacher, as a church leader, we first of all have to know how to fight a good fight in order before we can teach these children.
那从厄巴里这个生命的经历可以让我们看到几点。
So from the life experiences of Obadiah, we can learn several points.
第一点就是一个人自幼敬畏神就是他一生敬虔的一个基础。
And first of all, you have to fear the Lord, which will build the foundation of piety.
第二个是神可以安排我们就是他的儿女在各种环境下为他做事。
And secondly, we have to recognize that God can put us in all kinds of environment in order to serve him in a unique ways.
它可能是我们的上班工作的场所。
Maybe in our workplace.
也可能是我们自己的家。
Maybe in our own home.
也可能是我们的教会，我们的社区。
Maybe in our church, in our community.
我们上班的弟兄有时候会开个玩笑说。
So for those, office workers always jokingly say this.
都是因为亚当的犯罪，所以地受咒诅。
Oh, because of Adam's sin, and therefore,We are under his curse.
所以我们才会劳苦终日不得糊口。
And therefore we ought to labor day and night in order to just feed many mouths in our home.
其实能有工作是神的恩典。
So actually, have you thought about that? The fact that you have a job today is really the grace of God.
但是在什么地方工作是神的主权。
But in which location and position and which place you work,is under the sovereignty of God.
厄巴底留在这个邪恶的亚哈王手下工作。
So God put Obadiah in such an evil environment in order to serve God.
他没有离开是因为他知道那个地方有神的托付。
And he did not depart from his position because he knew clearly that it has God's entrustment in him.
所以我们要知道说我们神安排在我们所有的环境之下的话，是为我们要为他完成一些所托付的事情。
So one thing we learn now is that whatever circumstances that God put us in is because God want us to serve him in a particular situation.
所以如果神要你透过你完成某件事情，
So if God want to accomplish something through you,
而你自己有感动有负担，他就会供应所需要的一切。
And you have the burden, and you are going to submit to his will, God will supply you whatever you need.
他会给我们属灵的恩赐，属灵的勇敢来装备我们。
And he will give us the gift, the courage,
来完成这项任务。
In order to accomplish the assignment that God gave it to us.
但是他有一个要求。
But there's aVery serious demand.
就是要忠心。
That is, we must, as a servant, be faithful.
那第三点就是在这个不信主或者是非常困难的环境之下。
So under the circumstances of the difficulty and unbelieving world,
神要我们学习怎么样全心的信靠跟顺服他。
So God wants us to be single-mindedly dependent on Him and trust Him.
不可为了工作的职位而妥协了我们的信仰。
So we ought not because of the position and the working environment and compromise our faith.
这个也是厄巴底的美好的仗。
So this is a good fight that Obadiah had fought.
所以从以利亚跟厄巴底，我们可以看到他们在那种困难不幸的环境底下。
So either from Elijah and from Obadiah, and they all understand the difficult circumstances and to serve God.
他们知道他们的仗是做一个忠心敬畏神的仆人。
And the newThey ought to be a faithful and servant of God.
其实这个也是我们美好的仗。
Actually, this is our warfare.
不管是我们在什么样的岗位，有可能是在明显的地方，也可能在不明显的地方。
No matter what position you are in today, either visible or not quite visible,
我们都需要做一个忠心敬畏神的仆人。
We need first of all to be faithful to our Lord.
那我们怎么样去打这个美好的仗呢？
Now the next question is how in practice to fight this spiritual warfare?
你们从这个以利亚跟厄巴底的经验应该可以学到。
So from the experiences of Elijah and Obadiah, we must learn some lessons.
第一个就是我们要在这个不妥协我们的信仰的情况底下。
So, first of all, we ought to make up our mind absolutely not to compromise our faith.
我们顺服在上位的。
And then we obey our superiors.
我们得到在上位的人的信任。
In order to gain the trust.
彼得前书第二章十三到十五节有讲到这一句话。
And first Peter says something like this.
他说你们为主的缘故要顺服人的一切制度或是在上的君王或是君王所派罚恶赏善的臣宰。
And for the sake of the Lord, you must obey those who are in authorities.
因为神的旨意原是要你们行善。
Because it's God's will want you to do good.
可以堵住那浮屠无知的人的口。
In order to silence the mouth of the fool.
第二个呢
And secondly,
要有一个绝对信靠神的信心。
And we must have an absolute trust of our God.
如果你知道你今天所做的事情是神所托付的。
Now if you clearly know that whatever you are doing today is really the entrustment of God,
是为了神的名的缘故。
And we do this for the name of our Lord.
那你可以很清楚地知道神一定会自己为这个征战。
Then you will have the confidence that God will be on your side or you on God's side.
大家都很熟悉的大卫战歌利亚的这个例子。
So you may be familiar with the story about David and the fight against the giant Goliath.
他说了说那是神的仗。
And David said to the giant, "This is God's battle."
所以，如果是神的仗的话，就是一个美好的仗。
So if this battle that we are fighting is the warfare of God, then this is a good fight.
大卫因为有这样的信心，所以他战胜了哥利亚。
So because David has this kind of faith, and for that reason, he won over the giant.
第三个是我们怎么样去打那美好的仗呢
？So thirdly, how are we going to fight this great war?
我们就是要有忠心来完成神所托付的。
We have to be faithful to accomplish God's entrustment.
神要求我们忠心服侍他。
And God demands us to be faithful to Him.
第四个的话就是要我们有一个属灵的勇气。
Fourthly, we ought to have a spiritual courage.
然后要有办法坚忍到底。
And then we have to have the perseverance to insist to fight the war until the end.
这个是我们怎么样去打美好仗的四点。
This is the four essential points of how to fight this spiritual war.
最后我用一个故事来跟大家做结束。
And quickly, I would like to conclude my sermon with a story.
如果你听过的话，就请你忍耐一下。
So if you heard that before, then please be patient.
故事是说有一位信主的姐妹。
So the story mentioned about a believing sister.
她嫁给一位才能、学问、品德都不错的年轻人。
And he married a very good man in virtue, in ability, in education.
婚后小家庭的生活非常的美满。
So they live a very idealistic small family life.
刚结婚第五周年的时候。
So on their fifth anniversary,
妻子对丈夫说,
and the wife said to her husband,
五年的结婚生活使我十分的满意。
So in the past 5 years, I'm very satisfied.
如果你肯信主耶稣，我就更满足了。
So if you can believe in Jesus Christ, you can add more satisfaction to me.
丈夫说,
and the husband replied,
哎呀,
okay, sweetie,
你是信耶稣的，我怎么不知道呢？
Oh, I didn't know you believe in Jesus. For these 5 years, I didn't know.
其实你跟我一样。
Actually, you just like me.
你不杀人，不放火，不偷窃。
You didn't commit any crime, stealing, and murder, and covetousness.
只是偶尔会撒点谎。
Or maybe you just tell me some white line which I can stand.
有时候应酬一两间麻将。
Or maybe you just went out to play mahjong with your friends.
这行为和我没有什么样的分别。
So what, how you live is not much different than how I live.
我又何必信耶稣呢?
And why I have to believe in Jesus.
妻子听了以后。
So the wife, having heard what her husband said,
心如刀割。
And then feel very painful in her heart.
他就跑上楼去
，and then she went up to upstairs，
在神的面前痛哭忏悔
，and then he wept bitterly， and then he repented before the Lord。
丈夫以为他做什么事情得罪了他
，so the husband thought he made offend his wife，
就追上楼去表示抱歉
，and then he went up to the upstairs and say I'm sorry。
妻子含泪地说
，and then the wife told him，
亲爱的。
And my dear,
我求神赦免。
I wept because I asked God to forgive me.
也请你原谅。
And I also asked you to pardon me.
五年来,
for the last 5 years,
我不能叫你看出我是基督徒。
And I was not able to show it to you that I was a Christian.
我真是万分的惭愧。
And I feel very shameful.
从今以后,
from this time on,
我要叫基督徒的生命从我里面长出来。
And I decide to ask God help me to overflow the life of Christ from me.
做个更好的妻子。
And to become a better wife.
半年以后在一个聚会里面。
So, 6 months afterwards,
他的丈夫做见证说。
And his husband, make a public, confession.
他说我信了耶稣。
And tell everybody that I have believed in Jesus.
因为我看出信主跟不信主的分别。
Because I can tell apart the believer and the unbelievers.
好，让我们低头一起祷告。
Let us bow as we pray.
天父，我们感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
因为你爱子耶稣基督的缘故。
Because you love Jesus.
我们成为你自己的儿女。
And you love us and make us become the children of God.
我们能够成为你家里的人，我们必须要活出你家里人的样式。
As we already become the members of your family, so we have to act in commensurate with our position.
我们才能够为你打美好的仗。
in order that we may fight a good fight.
帮助我们每位弟兄姐妹。
Dear Lord, help us, our brothers and sisters.
在天路历程里面。
In our journey of pilgrimage,
我们不退缩。
We shall not retreat.
我们有你的搀扶。
Because you are our help.
有你的同在。
Because your presence always follows us.
我们可以与你同工。
Therefore, we have the privilege to work alongside with you.
感谢你给我们一切的恩典。
We're so thankful that you have given us all kinds of graces.
让我们能够生活在你的爱中。
So that we can live in the midst of your love.
能够用生命去影响别人的生命。
So we can use our life to influence other people's life.
我们这样子感谢祷告是奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Thus we pray in the name of our Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.